WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. A judge has set a January 5th trial date for former FBI Director James Comey after his not guilty plea this morning on charges of lying to Congress.
This case into testimony he gave in 2020. We know that in part because the charging document, though thin, alludes to a statement Comey made to Congress. And we know it happened 5 years ago because they ran right up against a deadline, a 5-year statute of limitations to file these charges.
CBS News justice correspondent Scott McFarlane outside the courthouse in Arlington, Virginia.
Comey's attorney is uniquely high profile. Pat Fitzgerald, who has had a number of high profile defendants, including in this courthouse, is also the former U.S. attorney in Chicago. This is a high octane defense team going against Lindsay Halligan, the U.S. attorney, who, oh, by the way, is in her first ever role as a prosecutor.
Halligan was named by President Trump after an earlier prosecutor failed to bring a case against Comey. CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. In Marshfield, the city revised their request for qualifications, or RFQ, on the Weinbrenner facility. The city is looking for a qualified development team to design and create a mixed-use development with the historic building. Weinbrenner is relocating to a new facility next spring. The structure will start a new life after having been used to produce footwear since 1937, when the already 45-year-old company worked with a local foundation to construct the building. This was twofold for the Milwaukee-born company. It reduced overcrowding and brought back industry to central Wisconsin lost in the Great Depression. Current city officials hope to include a mix of uses for the Weinbrenner facility of residential, retail, hospitality, cultural, or community space while preserving the building's historic character, as it's listed on the National and State Registers of Historic Places. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is holding a vigil for victims of domestic violence. Last year, 99 people in Wisconsin were killed due to domestic violence, and the month of October is dedicated to raising awareness. The vigil is Thursday, October 23rd at 6 p.m. It will be at McMillan Library. You can show support by lighting up your home with a purple light. NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties is holding their annual World Mental Health Day gathering tonight. It will be at McMillan Library from 5 to 7:30 p.m. The evening is dedicated to connection, creativity, and community. They'll have free food, live entertainment, resource tables, and opportunities to connect with local organizations and community members. This year is their first ever open mic night to help shine a light on mental health through creative expression. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers battle the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the best of 5 series between the Brewers and Cubs. Quinn Priester, who turned 25 last month, making his first start in the postseason against the team he grew up watching, the Cubs. Priester, from the north suburbs of Chicago, was in the stands during the 2016 World Series at Wrigley Field. I asked him, what's it like throwing that first pitch in a game?
Some games, like, you throw that first pitch and you're like, yep, we're locked in. And then some games you throw the first pitch and it's a little arm side, or you pull it or whatever, and you take a deep breath and just get right back after it.
NBA, the Bucks are back in Milwaukee. They host the Detroit Pistons in a preseason game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The team looking aggressive so far in practice.
No, it's part of, you know, guys are fighting for their lives. And then the guys who aren't are fighting for their minutes, which is their lives. You know, so it's a good thing.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and light winds going into your Wednesday afternoon. Grab that jacket. Highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, we'll see frosty conditions once again. Clear skies, light winds. Morning low temperatures dropping into the lower 30s. Currently 49 degrees.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
As the government remains shut down, what solutions are in sight, if any, and the political fallout in Wisconsin? We'll discuss it with Trigby Olson, the Lincoln Project, and Pat Kraitlow. Next time, join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Harbin
Program. Hey, top of the Wednesday
program.
To you. A lot going on in the world. By the way, my book signing for The Last American President, the Chicago event is sold out. The L.A. event will be on October 18th on No King's Day. It's going to be in concert with that. You can get information from our Los Angeles affiliate, kpfk.org, their website. And I'll be in San Diego on the 17th. That also is being done by KNSJ, our San Diego affiliate. The website there is news.knsj.org. That'll be on the 17th. You have to sign up, you know, with the stations for all of these things. So, reporting live from our studio bunker in war-torn Portland, Congressman Adam Smith will be with us in just 1 minute for a national town hall meeting, the full hour, taking your calls. 202-808-9925 is the number. In the second hour of our program, my colleague and friend Dean Obidala here on SiriusXM's Progress Channel, which we're live on right at the moment, just reminded us that Pam Bondi is part of the Epstein cover-up. He's got some thoughts on yesterday's performance. Also, one battle after another. What happens when art refuses to kneel? We'll be talking about that. Also, yesterday's hearing with Pam Bondi, and she was acting like an angry criminal defendant. This is weird. We'll get into that in some depth in the second hour. Also, Texas cops used 83,000 license plate reader cameras across the nation to track an abortion patient on her abuser's tip. But wait, it turns out there's more. It turns out the cop was also an abuser. Yesterday, I told you how one state is trying to pass a law to give women who get an abortion the death sentence. Now we find out about this. Also, as Trump floats the Insurrection Act here in Portland, the biggest threat now is a dance party. Yes, furries dancing in front of the ICE building. That's what we've got. And they've now scheduled the naked bike ride here in Portland. Which is going to be next weekend, or this coming weekend. Stay tuned. We have video in the third hour of our program today. But to start, Congressman Adam Smith, the senior Democrat, the head Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee, represents the 9th District of Washington State. AdamSmith.house.gov, the website, also his Blue Sky handle, is with us for the entire hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. Congressman Smith, welcome to the program. Welcome back.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the chance. Good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you. Before we start, you know, taking calls and all that sort of thing, I'm just, you know, wondering what's on your mind today.
Well, the biggest thing's on my mind is, you know, how do we stop the Trump presidency? I mean, that's the focus. How do we prevent the worst that he is doing and put ourselves in the best possible position to win the elections in 26 and 28? And I think the current fight over Trump's budget and the shutdown fight is a really good focus on what Trump's priorities are versus what the priorities should be. You know, certainly focusing on health care is one big piece of it, but it's so much more than that. It's this presidency that has violated the law, the Constitution repeatedly, and Congress standing up for its basic principle that there ought to be a legislative branch. I mean, he's violated the law on tariffs, firing hundreds of thousands of federal employees, on freezing various different programs. I think this fight is really important, to draw, a very, very stark contrast and remind people of just how abnormal the Trump presidency is, and really to begin to win that fight. To begin to show people that we have a reasonable alternative to what Trump is doing, and that what he is doing is incredibly dangerous and bad for this country.
Governor Pritzker on Monday on Rachel Maddow's program said that he believed that the end game here, the real goal of Trump and Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance and Kristi Noem, was to make it okay to militarize our cities, to get us used to having troops in the streets, so that when November of next year comes along, they can use those troops to intimidate people or to shut down voting places or to prevent ballots from being counted, to do the kind of things that apparently he actually tried to do in the fall of 2020 when it was looking like he was losing the election. Do you think there will be an election in 2026? And what are your concerns about that? And let me toss in, Greg Palast, the BBC reporter, was reporting last week on this program that there's a massive purge of voters going on in Virginia right now in preparation for this year's election.
No, I think there will be an election. The risk is, will it be a fair election? And yes, I think there's absolutely the risk of what Governor Pritzker described. Look, back in 2020, when I was chair of the House Armed Services Committee, I was in constant contact with the Department of Defense, then Secretary Esper, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Mark Milley, because in the lead up to 2020, I wanted to make sure that Trump didn't attempt to use the Department of Defense to steal the election. Bottom line. That was a concern. Fortunately, the people at the Pentagon were with me on that. They wanted to uphold the Constitution and make sure that that didn't happen. And now, as we head towards 26, Trump is absolutely going to try to, use whatever forces he can to subvert the election. So, we need to be ready for that. And we need to try and make sure that the election doesn't just happen, but it's free and fair. And the other point of this, beyond the military piece, is every congressional election cycle, there are close elections. Democrats lost an election seat in Iowa, I think it was in 2020, by 6 votes. All right. So there's a lot of them that come down to less than 1 percentage point. Well, in the states where Republicans have control, they're absolutely going to try to not certify those elections. So there's going to need to be a legal strategy, a public messaging strategy to fight back against all the things that you're describing. I mean, Trump and the Republicans will absolutely attempt to cheat in the 2026 election. And we got to shine a light on that and fight back.
Sounds like a plan. So shall we pick up some calls?
Sure.
Okay, let's do it. Tom in Media, Pennsylvania, you are on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
The phone, because I know that you are important on this big foreign aid committee, a bipartisan foreign aid committee.
And I'm the co-chair of the Caucus for Effective Foreign Assistance.
Yes, and I am a very, very big proponent of foreign aid, provided it provides economic and strategic benefit for us. Right now, I mean, we're spending a lot of money on PEPFAR for AIDS, anti-AIDS in Africa. I think that's very important. But Africa absolutely has to have our assistance there, or there is going to be countries that are just going to drown in AIDS. However, we also need the rare earth minerals and other things that they have. Don't you think that it would be really good to be much more transactional and do like China does? Condition this important aid on things that we need that would not only benefit us greatly in terms of minerals in concrete agreements, but also strengthen the political support for these foreign aid things, which are also in jeopardy. Don't you think we need more transactional?
Look, I think it's perfectly okay for us to try to negotiate with countries in Africa to get deals for those rare earth minerals that are so important. Certainly. No, I don't want to do the China model, which is to come in and simply exploit people and not provide actual assistance to them, number one. Number two, I think part of how you get to being able to develop those relationships is to have a partnership. And when Trump, you know, basically ended countless foreign aid programs, food assistance programs, healthcare assistance programs, illegally, by the way, because Congress had approved those, I think it had a devastating impact on our credibility in Africa. If we enter into a partnership with them to provide food assistance, healthcare assistance, and then just pull out of it, I think that's going to undermine any ability for them to want to enter any kind of contract with us. So I hesitate to embrace the idea that we need to be purely transactional. Part of what gives America influence in the world is the notion that we care about what happens in the rest of the world. You know, after World War II, we had the Marshall Plan. We built Europe. We helped rebuild Japan. You know, we have had robust foreign aid programs to try to help countries. You mentioned the PEPFAR program. That was not transactional. I think it built a ton of goodwill in Africa by working with them. So mostly what I want to see now is us turn back on those foreign aid and foreign assistance programs. And yes, we can cut legitimate business deals with countries in Africa to access rare earth metals. I think those two things can go together, but I wouldn't threaten to pull one without the other. That would not be my approach.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us, a Democrat representing Washington's 9th District. For the hour, taking your calls, adamsmith.house.gov, both his website and his Blue Sky handle. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stick around. We're taking calls with Congressman Adam Smith, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting with Congressman Smith. Stick around.
One out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Ooh, boo! Did I scare you? Probably not, but I bet your aunt's mystery casserole for the holidays is gonna scare your socks off. Why take a chance on a frightening meal this holiday? Take the fear out of the holidays with El Cafe in Port Edwards. Order your favorite items, have them delivered, and relax. The holidays can be frightful enough. Call 715-887-2213. That's 715-887-2233. Let El Cafe take the fear out of your holiday.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan?
For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up looking years younger. Or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T-native, N-A-T-I-V-E, path, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. getnativepath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. 21 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls for the hour. Congressman, I'm sorry to have jumped in during the last break. We were rejoining our commercial stations, and then I had to do a live read on the commercial side, so there was a promo on the nonprofit side, which is what you're hearing.
No problem. It's a very complicated question that the caller asked that's really important. The bottom line is what I was getting to at the end, is this is the one part of Trump's plan that absolutely requires Democratic votes, which is why we should say, we're not going to vote for your budget and the way you're running the government. You have to give us something. You have to deal with the problem on health care. I'd also like to see laws passed that rein in Trump's ability to simply violate the law in the way that he has on spending priorities. He's been doing these rescissions whereby even after Congress passes spending, he decides what he's going to spend money on or not. We need to change that. That's why this fight over the budget and the shutdown is so important. It's our opportunity to really draw a contrast between what Trump is trying to do and what we should be doing for this country.
Amen. Ed, in Chicago, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Well, first of all, Congressman, thank you for doing this. My question kind of goes to what you guys were talking to at the beginning of the show, Governor Pritzker, and messaging. It seems to me that Governor Pritzker is almost out there on an island when it comes to warning people about Trump using, the troops to mess with the midterms. And I don't understand why the entire Democratic Party, and the Senate and House, why everybody isn't pounding the table, so to speak, about what Trump's plans are, that his plans are obviously to use the troops to mess with the upcoming midterms. I mean, we're well down the path of this now. And
let's get his answer here, Ed. We got it.
Look, there's a whole bunch of different things about that. First of all, it's not just Pritzker. Gavin Newsom's talked about it. I've talked about it. A lot of different people have talked about it. But the other thing that I want Democrats to appreciate, we are all very concerned about Trump, and we all have firm opinions about the best way to go after him. I think there's a lot of different ways to go after him. I think certainly, expressing the concerns that Governor Pritzker has expressed. But if there are other members who want to focus on health care, who want to focus on the threat from health care, I think that's a fine thing to talk about. You want to focus on the threats to food security programs from the cuts in SNAP. You want to focus on the tariffs, which are being just driving up prices. You want to focus on his energy policy, where he's cutting programs, green energy construction plans, many of which are well down the road, driving up the cost of energy and reducing the energy that we so desperately need in this country. I don't want Democrats to fall into a trap that I see us fall into. And that's where, no, this is what we should be talking about. And since they're not talking about that, it means they don't know what's going on. No. It's a lot of different issues, a lot of different ways to come at this. And we should come at it in a variety of different directions because the people have different opinions. Yeah, there are some people in this country who are really, really worried about what you just said, troops, you know, being used to overturn elections. There's a whole bunch of other people who are like, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. So we can talk about the issues that appeal to a broader group of people. So, yeah, I think we should certainly raise that alarm. But don't be so concerned if you see another member of Congress or political leader or governor out there talking about the cuts to Medicaid have just shut down 5 rural hospitals in my state and 5 community health care clinics. That, too, I think is an effective way to build support for an alternative to what Trump is doing right now.
Brian in Albuquerque, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Brian, we just have a minute and a half to a hard break here at the bottom of the hour. So a quick question, please.
I'm trying to be pleasure to speak with you. Team Democrat has many fundamental problems, just like a football team. And to improve things, you need to get back to fundamentals and what you're not doing right. And all we hear is how horrible Trump is. But I don't hear any realistic, workable plans for, say, affordable housing, how Americans are going to afford their health care. What we are going to do with this huge immigration mess that's went on for decades, the Democrats ignored, and Trump is now exploiting.
I know we're up against a hard stop here, and I want to say that I completely agree with you. We have to present a reasonable alternative, and we have to acknowledge the things that we have not done well. We did not secure the border. We did not have a solid immigration plan. There's no question about that. We need to tell people what that plan is. Second of all, I think we do have a plan on the economy. We are concerned about economic inequality. We want to improve those programs. And I was one of Tom's comments in the break here about how we need to get more revenue and fund these programs. But also Democrats need to run their governments better. I'm from the Seattle King County area. We have not run our governments efficiently and effectively. We've been too focused on identity politics and ideology and not enough focused on delivering results for people on housing, on crime, on homelessness, on drug abuse. We absolutely have to tell people what we're going to do differently and what we're going to do better. And we can't alienate every single Trump voter. We can't say that every single Trump voter is a racist and a bigot. No, they had legitimate concerns about what they saw from Democrats. We have to address those legitimate concerns to present a reasonable alternative. We have to do both. Yes, be critical of what Trump is doing. It's problematic for reasons I said, but then be honest with the American people. Don't dismiss them as racists and bigots and horrible people because they voted for Trump.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Congressman Adam Smith is with us for the hour, taking your calls. We'll be back in about 5 minutes here after this break at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, a biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of ZYPPA, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So, again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that It's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zipa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zipa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's Zipa.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to Zipa.com and use that code PINK today or text PINK to 511-511.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, Congressman Mark Pocan of the 2nd Congressional District about the town halls he's doing in the 3rd Congressional District, all about the government shutdown.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a court fight over Wisconsin's registered voters. A Waukesha County judge says the state's top election officials must verify that everyone on the voter rolls is a U.S. citizen. Savannah Tolmay Olson has the story.
According to reporting from the State Journal, this is all because of a case brought by two voters represented by a conservative law firm. These voters filed a lawsuit claiming Wisconsin should require proof of citizenship for people to cast a ballot. And this judge agreed, ordering the state to verify all voters are citizens by the next election in February. But then the Department of Justice has filed an appeal asking for the order to be put on hold. Attorney General Josh Call says implementing this new check would, quote, require a massive overhaul of Wisconsin's voter registration statute, end quote. He also argues the judge's order creates a new voter requirement that's not in state law. The judge agreed to postpone part of his order, the part that would have required every new voter trying to register prove they're a U.S. citizen, which Call says would have shut down voter registration in the state. The judge set a court date for October 31st. Wisconsin has 3.6 million voters, and on average, 200 people register to vote every day. By law, only U.S. citizens can vote, and anyone who casts a ballot without being a U.S. citizen can be prosecuted.
The Wisconsin DNR is reminding migratory bird hunters the importance of preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. During the fall hunting seasons, steps can be taken to protect the wetlands and waterways that support hunting traditions. Inspect all gear and remove all plants, animals, and mud. Drain all water from equipment and never move live fish or plants from one body of water to another. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunshine and light winds going into your Wednesday afternoon. Grab that jacket, highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, we'll see frosty conditions once again, clear skies, light winds. Morning low temperatures dropping into the lower 30s. Right now, it's 51.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Emily Cherniak, founder and executive director of New Politics, an organization designed to help build the Democratic pipeline of candidates who are truly ready to lead.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Support.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, representing Washington's 9th District, is on the air with us for the hour, taking your calls at a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Susan in Caldwell, Idaho, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you. Hello, Congressman. I'm just curious. We will have our election in 2026, but how do you propose that we get the contrary message through our oligarchic media monopolies? And I'm not just talking print, I'm talking the digital and all those algorithm controls. How do you propose to break through? I live in Idaho. I'm in a red bubble, let me tell you. Thank you for in advance.
Yeah, no, I think there's all kinds of challenges that we as Democrats have coming in there. And I think the caller before we broke was really important. I think we're doing a decent job of explaining all the terrible stuff that Trump is doing. But what we need is we need to have a message for what we want to do. And what is the central narrative of being a Democrat? Well, the reason I'm a Democrat is I believe in opportunity and equality for all. And I think that's what progressive politics is supposed to be about. And we have massive concentration of wealth right now, lack of opportunity, and nowhere near the equality that we should have. And we should be very clear on that message, that that's what we want, is we want to focus on working people, on giving them a fairer share of the pie. Now, the second big challenge is the media environment has changed dramatically. When I first started working on campaigns, gosh, over 40 years ago now, you know, it was a very simple media landscape. Now you've got social media, you've got podcasts, you've got thousands of different messaging opportunities. And yes, you correctly describe some of the challenges, but also there's opportunities there. I mean, you can do your own YouTube. You can do your own TikTok, for that matter. So take advantage of those mediums and get the message out there consistently. And I think we are beginning to do that. I mean, obviously, Tom has a great show. But you have a lot of other podcasts, a lot of other social media, a lot of other messaging opportunities. So I think we can take advantage of that. And one thing I've noticed with them, we can't give in to despair. There's nothing magical about what Trump is doing. We can defeat that. We can present an alternative message. There's nothing holding us down right now that we can't overcome. And I think if we get into that mindset that, oh, my gosh, what are you going to do? Look, the guy's only won one election with a plurality, and he's never gotten 50% of the vote. We have an opportunity here. We need to take advantage of the messaging opportunities where we have them and spread that message. But there are all kinds of options. We just need to be out there, and it needs to be a 24/7, 365 fight. You got to be everywhere. You can't just be on, you know, like in the good old days, go on Walter Cronkite, good old days, 60 years ago. No, you've got to be everywhere driving the message. And I think we're beginning to see some of that organization. We need to build on that.
I miss Walter. Michael in Houston, Texas, you're on the air with Congressman Adam Smith.
Thank you. Thank you, John, for taking my call. Congressman Smith, it is very encouraging to hear people, politicians such as you. It does give a hope when we hear things. But I have a question for you. Now, when we out here, all we hear for years now is how the Republican has purged votes. I've seen it here in Houston. But my question to you all, the Democrats, that we need to hear, because it at some point it does get discouraging. What have y'all done to stop them? That's what we want to hear. We hear it all the time about the votes being purged, but we never hear about what is being done to stop them.
Well, we have fought it. We have fought it everywhere that it's being done. Now, I mean, in places like Texas and Florida, it's difficult. We shine a public light on it. I'll tell you what we've done in states that we control. I'm in Washington State. We have all mail-in voting. You know, we have allowed everyone to vote by mail-in ballot. Oregon has done the same thing. You have seen a dramatic expansion across the country, frankly, even in red states, of people being able to vote by mail. Now, there are efforts to restrict that, but we fought back and won some of those fights. The other thing that we're doing is even in those states where we don't directly control the electorate, as they purge the rolls, we have various different organizations that go back in and try and reach out to the people who have been purged to get them back on the rolls. We do voter registration drives. I'm not in love with everything that Ken Martin is doing as the DNC chair. But I think his 50-state strategy that we have to be everywhere with both our message and our political organization is the right one. I think we've moved away from that to some degree and concentrated too much in the swing states. Now, we got to be everywhere. We got to be everywhere getting people back on the roll. So I think there is an effort going on. I will agree with you. It needs to be a lot more, and it needs to be more consistent and more driven to get people back on the rolls and to block these efforts to purge them.
CJ in Shreveport, Louisiana, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Hey, I was wondering what you think of this that y'all may have been able to do back on January 6th to have stopped a lot of this. Election denialism, of course, would not have been a good thing, but you could have disqualified his electors or challenged his electors based on eligibility denialism, because under the Constitution, he's not eligible to be president. And I'm not talking about the 14th Amendment. I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah. CJ, thanks.
And we did challenge that, and the courts ruled against us. I forget the states. I think it was in Colorado, one other
Maine
state.
Maine was the other one, I think, yeah.
Yeah, where they raised that argument, and they said, because he's an insurrectionist, he's not eligible to be on the ballot, and we lost that in court. Now, look, I mean, the post-January 6th thing is a great tragedy that the Republican Party didn't stand up to Trump in that moment when they had a chance and push back. But what's done is done. We got to fight the fight that's in front of us.
William in Seattle, you're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have a question for Congressman Smith. You actually represent me, and I've reached out to your office several times. I've received emails, pretty canned responses, to be honest. But my question I keep continuing to want to ask is, what specific action are you taking to end U.S. funding of the genocide, mass starvation in Gaza right now? Like, what action are you taking to actually stop that?
Got it, William. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I said this in a town hall meeting a couple of days ago. I think we should restrict arms sales to Israel right now until they stop the war in Gaza, number one. Number two, rush humanitarian assistance to Gaza. And number three, support an alternative to Hamas as a governing coalition. This is one of the things that Prime Minister Netanyahu has done that has been most problematic. Yes, Hamas is awful, horrible, terrible, and I believe that. And I think Israel has a legitimate concern about what Hamas represents and what they're trying to do. But what Netanyahu has done is he's made it so that there's no alternative to Hamas. He has undermined the Palestinian Authority and every other possible alternative to Hamas. That has to change. That is the way to stop Hamas. More military operations in Gaza are not going to do it. They're just going to extend the civilian misery. So I'm working on a bill right now, which hopefully, well, if we ever get back into session, if Mike Johnson lets us back in, I will introduce that would say no more arms sales to Israel until they meet those criteria. Final criteria is no annexation of any part of what is Palestinian territory right now. Gaza, certainly, but also the West Bank. So I put out a statement a couple of months ago to that effect. I've said this publicly in a number of different areas. I think the war in Gaza should stop right now. And I think until it does, we ought to restrict arms sales to Israel. And look, I'm going to be honest with you. I support the right of Israel to exist. I support Israel. I recognize the threats they face. But the way they are conducting the war in Gaza right now is something that simply cannot be supported.
Minute and a half to the next break here. Scott in Dayton, Ohio. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Good morning, and thank you both for speaking truth to power in your service to America. I just want to throw out a couple quick comments about the upcoming elections and all elections. We need to do two things on the Democratic side. A, we need to teach voters how to go and check their registration to make sure they have not been bumped off the rolls. And B, we need to encourage everybody who can to vote early to take away the shenanigans of bomb threats of the right-wing poll watchers and any way they can cheat on election day. I know it's hard for some people of lesser means to get out there, but we need to educate voters on how they can make this happen.
Thank
we
you,
can
Scott.
Beat them in the future.
No, I completely agree. And I think this is what the DNC needs to be doing. A lot of people talk about, well, how come the DNC doesn't have, you know, what their message is terrible. They're not doing this. They're not doing that. Look, it's not the DNC's job, really to drive all of that. Elected officials and candidates have to drive that. But what the DNC can do is what that caller just talked about. They can organize district by district, county by county, all across the country, and make sure that voters' rights are protected and that they have the ability to vote and to fight back against these voter suppression efforts that the right wing is focused on. So I think we really need to organize around those principles to make sure we get our vote out.
There you go. 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman Adam Smith is on the line with us, taking your calls for the hour. Hang on just a second here. I just lost my page. Smith, AdamSmith.house.gov is both his website and his Blue Sky handle. Check it out. We'll be right back with more of your calls for Representative Smith.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Congressman Adam Smith, a member of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour, a National Progressive Town Hall meeting right here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well you know out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Does a 2025 federal law cut funding for some emergency broadcast alerts? Yes. A law signed by President Donald Trump on July 24th rescinds $9 billion, including $1.1 billion from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, or CPB. CPB, which funds NPR, PBS, and affiliates, announced it would shut down. Smaller rural stations rely heavily on CPB for weather and emergency alerts. Wisconsin stations got $8.5 million in 2024. The cuts led to a back and forth between Representative Derek Van Orden and Senator Tammy Baldwin on X over whether emergency broadcast alerts would be affected. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's get, G-E-T, native, path, P-A-T-H, .com/HARTMANN. GetNativePath.com/Hartman to get the special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price and that top five collagen warnings. GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Welcome back. Congressman Adam Smith with us, taking your calls. Cynthia in Ann Arbor, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I'm calling about Governor Pritzker and what's going on in Chicago. I think we all know about the crimes and civil violations that are going on there. I want to state one thing, and then I want to ask a question. The Border Patrol is over there. Border Patrol is not supposed to be more than 100 miles from a border. Now, they called, they were saying, well, Lake Michigan's right there. Lake Michigan's the only one of the five Great Lakes that is completely encircled by U.S. property. There is no Canadian property, so I don't understand where they're coming from on that. But what can we do to support our governors against the Trump invasion? Is there something the Governors Association can do? And what if this continues? What if the blue feeder states do a soft succession?
Yeah, two things. One, yeah, we can keep suing, which has been effective. You've got the lawsuit that was effective in Portland, which said, no, there is no emergency. And thank, you know, bless that Trump-appointed judge. Just because there's an emergency clause doesn't mean the president gets to, oh, there was a spilled cup of coffee. There's an emergency. No, you can't just declare an emergency without the facts to back it up. And we've gotten two good court rulings. So keep suing and also keep messaging. The American people do not want an authoritarian government. They don't. And they don't want U.S. troops enforcing, doing domestic law enforcement. So I think if we keep messaging about how extreme this is and go after the legal aspects of it, I think that helps. The other thing, My opinion, you know, crime is a problem. Crime is a challenge. I don't think Democrats should say, oh, the crime's down. It's nothing to worry about. And that's not the experience of most people. But the way I summed up the reaction to this, crime is a problem. Fascism isn't the answer. The answer is more police and stronger communities. And that's what we ought to advocate for. Not using federal troops, whether they're Border Patrol agents or ICE agents or National Guard or active duty. That is an authoritarian approach that no American, right, left, or center, should want to see their rights taken away by the abuse of federal power in that manner.
Amen. Ed, in Belfair, Washington, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Thank you for taking my call, Tom. Representative Smith, I was wondering about the subsidies, which I call welfare for the farmers. How is that money going to be distributed from the tariffs? Is it going to go to the small farmer, the 100, 500-acre, 1,000-acre farmer, or is it going to go to the $10,000, $50,000, $100,000-acre farmer? Because I'm making a cross-country trip across from Minnesota back to home base in Washington, and there's farmers going bankrupt right now, the small ones are. I see the big money going to the big farmers, and then they turn around and put that money back into super PACs for the Republican Party, and that's wrong.
Thank you.
A couple things about that. Number one, farmers don't want a bailout. They want to stop this ridiculous tariff policy and this ridiculous immigration policy that is forcing them into bankruptcy. Trump has created this problem through the tariffs and through the immigration policy that he is implementing. So they don't want a bailout. They want to be able to work and earn a living, which they ought to be able to do. So we ought to change those policies. Second, on the money that Trump is envisioning, it's not legal for Trump to take that tariff money and pass it out to farmers based on his personal whim. Congress has the ability to appropriate that money. So we don't know what Trump is planning on doing. He should not have the authority to do that. I do not trust for one second that he would do it intelligently, but he shouldn't even have the authority to do it in the first place. And again, I'll end where I started. Get rid of the tariffs, get rid of the immigration policy so that farmers can actually earn a living the way they want to earn a living. So I think those are the messages that we should hammer home on that. But yeah, you're right to be worried. If this winds up being just Trump taking this tariff money and passing it out where he wants to pass it out, I think we all know what his priorities are going to be, and they are not going to be the priorities that help the working people of this country.
Just a minute and a half to the end of this hour. Jackie in Havre de Grace, Maryland, you are on the air with Congressman Smith.
Pretty good. Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call. Just two quick things. One is I haven't heard anybody talk about us doing our own project document, like a Project 2029, Reclaiming Our Democracy, and really pulling in the people to help craft this document along with the experts in the field. So, for example, the leaders of...
Let's get Congressman Smith's response.
Actually, people are doing that. I forget who it was, but there's specifically someone who is putting together a 2029 project. And that 2029 project ought to be a return to our progressive roots. You know, when you look at how we've changed this country to combat inequality, we've really done it very effectively three times. At the turn of the 20th century, when we put in the income tax, we got rid we did antitrust, the Fair Labor Standards Act, end of child labor, 1930s New Deal, of course, but then the Great Society in the 1960s, Medicare, Medicaid, the Voting Rights Act. There was a public housing bill in there as well. Basic progressive efforts to reform and regulate capitalism in our system has worked. We don't need a revolution. You know, we don't need some, forgive me, communist socialist utopia. We need to use basic progressive principles that we've used in this country repeatedly to get greater equality for the American people. That's the message we need to do, and that's what a Project 2029 thing ought to say. That's what we're going to do. We're going to stand up for the working class in this country, and we're going to combat inequality and concentrated power.
Amen. Congressman, it's great having you with us for the hours. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and keep up the great work.
You as well. Terrific program. Really love what you do. So thanks for giving me a chance to join you today.
Thank you, Congressman.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
What happens when you're the knock, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? It can be pretty overwhelming. They have to deal with the bank accounts, credit cards, utilities, cars, mortgages, all that stuff, all while grieving a loss. If something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be If you had a Knockbox, the next of kin bucks. The Knockbox helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. And if you have a household, you need a Knockbox. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, your finances, your account passwords, your plans for your pets, for your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM to save 18% off any kit exclusively available at knockbox.com. That's N-O-K-box.com. N-O-K-B-O-X. .com. Go to knockbox.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and to save your 18%. Knockbox.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Authorities in Southern California have made an arrest in connection with the deadly January wildfire that's now the most destructive blaze in Los Angeles history. Acting U.S. Attorney Bill Asaley says the suspect is 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht.
For igniting a fire that ultimately burned down the Palisades earlier this year, killing 12 people, destroying more than 6,800 structures, both homes and businesses, and damaging over 1,000 more buildings.
The fire began just after midnight on New Year's Day and burned for several days in dry conditions, along with the Eaton fire propelled by Santa Ana winds.
The allegations in the affidavit are supported by digital evidence, including the defendant's ChatGPT prompt of a dystopian painting showing in part a burning forest and a crowd fleeing from it.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Steve Kathan.